In Afghanistan, some 400 American soldiers have been airlifted out of the eastern battle zone, where they've been fighting Al-Qaeda and Taliban members. American commanders say the crux of the battle appears over, though U.S. aircraft were active today, bombing the cave complex in the mountainous region. NPR's John Burnett was at Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, when the U.S. troops arrived.
The Chinook set down gently on the runway, and soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division lumber out, exhausted, hungry, soiled, and unshaven, but smiling and relieved to be alive. They set down their packs, M16s, and mortar launchers, and make a beeline for the mess tent for their first cup of hot coffee and plate of sausage and eggs in more than a week. They shave, shower, call home, or have a cigarette. For many, such as Private Jason Purcell of Toms River, New Jersey, this was their first combat experience. He says his unit, 2nd Platoon, Charlie Company, reached some of the first captured Al-Qaeda caves.
Got up there and found the caches, located it, patrolled up around it, made sure it was clear, and blew a whole bunch of mortars and RPGs and 50 cal rounds and stuff like that. It's pretty exciting stuff. I enjoyed myself.
He said they camped in a ravine at an elevation a mile and a half above sea level. At night, the water froze in their canteens. They shivered through guard duty. He says trying to sleep wasn't much better.
We got snow pretty bad one night. We came down to wake up the guys for the next guard shift, and we couldn't find them because their sleeping systems were just covered in snow. It snowed like 4 inches in like an hour.
To a person, what the soldiers of the 101st appreciated was the CAS they received. That stands for Combat Air Support. Bivouacked less than a mile from the strike zone, they watched in awe as rockets and bombs from U.S. warplanes lit up the mountainside all night. Specialist Charles Hickman is with the 326th Engineer Battalion.
They flew at times where most people wouldn't have flown, you know, which for us on the ground, that kind of saves our butts. You know, whenever you can't see 10 feet in front of your face from all the snow and you hear CAS overhead, it's a good feeling.
The soldiers' lifeline while they were in the battle zone were the Chinook helicopters. They flew at altitudes that put the aircraft at its highest limit, with barely enough air to provide lift. When they landed, the twin props churned up such a sandstorm, the pilots could only hope they picked a level spot with no holes or boulders. And every pilot was mindful of last Monday, when two Chinooks were hit by enemy fire. Captain Jody Epler is a Chinook pilot based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Every time you go in there, your mouth gets a little dry and you get a little more nervous and a lot more alert. You don't think about what's happened to other people or what could happen to other people. And you go in, you sit down on the ground, and when you get out of there, you're like, wow, we were lucky that time.
The initial assault 9 days ago that kicked off Operation Anaconda did not go well. Afghan tribal soldiers and their American commanders encountered punishing fire from Al-Qaeda and Taliban positions high on the ridgetops. One American and three Afghan soldiers were killed, and more than 30 were wounded. As the week progressed, U.S. troops and their Afghan allies changed strategies, called in near-constant airstrikes, and began to turn the tide in the battle. This morning, Lieutenant Colonel Ron Corcoran stood inside a green tent at the airbase with a New York Fire Department t-shirt and an American flag hanging outside. His chin was nicked from his first shave in a week. He's an Army Ranger and battalion commander whose troops were in the thick of the fighting from day one until they were withdrawn early this morning.
I think we've done a lot of damage to them in the valley. I think we hit a much more ready to fight element than we anticipated, and that over the last however many days it's been, we've put a hurting on them.
Operation Anaconda is not over. There are an estimated 100 to 200 fighters left in the caves and bunkers high in the Shahikot range. They're not surrendering, and there are now reports they've laid mines around the final hideouts. An Army spokesman today described the remnants of the enemy force as small pockets and no large concentrations left. But a senior Special Forces officer, who gave his name as Lieutenant Colonel Mark, said this is no time for overconfidence.
The more we back these kind of folk into a corner, the more desperate they're going to be, and the more careful we need to be in approaching them.
He said the Al-Qaeda and Taliban holdouts have fought back aggressively, and no soldier in the campaign has any doubt about who the enemy is or how lethal they are.
You know, I'd remind you that on the 11th of September, these bastards killed 3,000 folk, all of whom were innocent. You need to underline that, put it in bold type, front page of the newspaper. These guys are down there in this pile. These are the most technical and the most capable and the best trained that they own, and they're trying to survive. You want to let them? You want to let them? I don't.
John Burnett, NPR News, at the Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, Afghanistan.